Zometeen op de Alpha Stage om de grote afsluiting te gaan verzorgen is niemand minder dan Major Lazer. In de studio aangeschoven is producer van Ja, wat eigenlijk niet. Het is een grote eer dat hij hier even aan is geschoven. Diplo, good evening.
Hey.
How's your day going?
It's good. It's a long day. I was in the studio and now I'm here to perform.
So good that you took the time, you know, to pay us a visit over here.
I love the radio and I love you guys. And as you know, I'm just so happy to be able to come talk to you.
Two times you performed at the Lowlands Festival this weekend.
Yeah.
First, this was the DJ set. And now it's the big Major Lazer show.
Yeah.
We are all wondering, what's in store? Do you have like special features?
Well, we have some special guests with us tonight.
Okay.
Very special. We're going to have Moo come out. She played last night, so she's going to come out and do Lean On with us.
Okay.
And then we also bring out an extra member of Major Lazer, Boaz, who's always, you know, a great friend of mine, and he's going to bring out his boys, Polska and Ronnie Flex. We're going to do a couple songs together tonight.
Oh my God. Not only Boaz, but also Ronnie Flex and Mr. Polska with Major Lazer on stage.
Yeah.
This is something because Polska wasn't booked alone for his own gig at the Lowlands Festival.
Yeah, Polska always wanted to play Lowlands, he said. So I said, hey, give me a little couple songs we can do, and we found the right perfect songs. So
this is so cool. Thank you for that
featuring. I'm a huge fan of Polska. I've been a fan of his for years, and he's always been, you know, 5 years ago, he gave me some demos and his video, Hausa Wausa, and I was like, what the hell is going on here? And I just followed his music, and for me, I'm so excited about, like, the young people in Holland are making, they've been doing the most trendsetting music for the last 4 years, you know? When house music kind of started to go down, all the young kids were like Yellow Claw and Party Squad and Polska and all the Boaz crew, and so much cool music coming out of Holland right now.
Well, we're like worshiping Boaz van de Beats here in the Netherlands. I play him a lot in my radio show, you know, pushing him whenever I can. So I was wondering, you make music every day, every minute of the day, and Boaz is a lot with you, you know, to make some tracks. Can we expect an official featuring from him, like DJ Snake God?
He was featured on Come On To Me with Sean Paul, and he's on the next album. We did a record together with Collie Buds called Terrorize that is taking like 2 years to make, but he's a feature on that. It's a big song, you know, and I think that's like one of our big singles for the next album.
Okay, and why so long?
Because we actually didn't expect Lean On to be a hit like it was, and the album is still climbing in America, so we're gonna reissue the album this before the year's over, and then we have me and Boaz and Junior Blender and a couple other guys are working on new songs. We have like 20 new songs for the next album, and we just wanna let this album live a little longer because no one expected Lean On to be such a big song, you know.
Can you tell me how the collaboration with Mo came about?
It's really interesting. We recorded the song here in Amsterdam. She was had a show, or we had a show, and she flew here to meet me because she was a fan, and she found us at the concert, said, come over to my room, I just want to play some music, and we recorded some demos there in the hotel room here in Amsterdam at an Airbnb, and then we just became friends. And you know, I recorded a song for her album called XXX. That was on her last album, and then we did like four or five songs. We did the Ariana Grande song. She wrote that, All My Love, and then we did Lean On one night, and it was a whole different idea, a whole different record, but I loved it. I didn't know what to do with it, and the version you heard now is like the 60th version of the song, you know?
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
A long time.
And what's true about the story that Rihanna said no, Nicki Minaj said no?
Well, at the time, I write so many records, you know, I'm just holding 30, 40 records that I like. And Major Lazer's always the last to get them because that's when nobody else really wants the records.
No.
You always think that you're going to make a bigger song with a big artist. So this is the first time where we just said, look, we love the record, let's do it ourselves. And it became massive, and it just makes me feel like it's a waste of time sometimes to just always try to make records with big artists, you know? Because a lot of them are not, at the end of the day, the pop stars are not very trendsetting, you know? They are, but it's because of people like me and Boaz and people who are giving them great records, not because they're initiating it, you know?
Yeah.
But the only person who I've always loved is Beyonce. She's always been a trendsetter to me too. Like, we've done some stuff for her. And
so that's really a collaboration going on then?
Yeah, well, there's some, you know, I've always lent my hand to all her last three albums, like if there are additional production or something. But
yeah, Love, End of Time, for instance.
Yeah, like that one, and I did two songs that didn't make her last album that we recorded, and some new stuff for her. We don't know. You never know. She's like a mystery.
Yeah.
You never know. All of a sudden, the record just comes out, and you don't know about it.
Yeah, that's true. I have a little present for you.
Oh, I love presents.
Wait, I'm gonna get it. Okay, here it is. Because I follow your Snapchat, and I saw, you know, The Birth of Turek.
Yeah, Turek is good.
Turek is a soap. It's literally an egg and it's touring with you.
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel sorry for Turek. Turek has no home. No. He's living in a t-shirt.
He is.
So
it's
like,
a nest.
What? And then he was missing.
He went missing for a little while.
And now he's back.
He actually went home with a girl last night here at Lowlands.
Really?
I hope he comes back today.
Well, I have a little present for you.
Oh man, Turek house.
Turek house.
And it's Turek girlfriend.
Turek girlfriend in and a little tent. You know, it's Dutch.
It's got here the little it's got the little windmill.
Yeah.
From Rotterdam.
Like everything, Turek has a girlfriend and a whole home a tent.
And look at those Dutch houses. It's like an American Airlines magazine.
Right?
So pretty.
I hope you like it.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Diplo, for being here. And have a great time here on stage at Lowlands.
You're going to come see us?
Of course I am.
You too? All
right. Dat is Diplo hier in de studio, de grote baas van Major Lazer. En dit is het liedje waarover die vertelde. Samen met Meu is dit Lean On.